Our next topic is how to remember names. To remember a name, first you must pay attention to the name. Be sure to hear the name correctly. If you are not certain about it, ask to have the name repeated. You cannot remember the name if you do not hear it correctly. Many times people say they forgot a name when they never knew it in the first place. Some people go as far as asking to have the name spelled if it's an uncommon name. But make sure it's an uncommon name. If you have not heard the name, it can be embarrassing to ask someone whose last name is Smith how to spell their name. They may say, "My name is spelled S-M-I-T-H," but they'll wonder about you. If possible, say the person's name. For example, instead of just saying, "Nice to meet you," say, "Nice to meet you, Bill." Then make some association of the name and the appearance of the person or something memorable about the person. Try to make the name you hear really represent some distinct object or idea, in addition to the mere sound as you store it in your memory. The easiest names to remember suggest more than one meaning. For example, Mr. Pike suggests a turnpike, a pike pole, and a pike fish. Mr. Hall has a hall in his house. The name John suggests a toilet, or worse. The name Bill suggests a dollar bill. The name Dawn suggests the sun rising. Jack suggests a jack to raise a car or the game of jacks. Pat suggests a pat on the back. Virginia suggests the state of Virginia. Art is, of course, art. Alan suggests an Allen wrench. Some names may remind you of products. Mr. Ford can be remembered by association with a Ford car. Mr. Welch can be remembered by association with grape juice. Some names may remind you of historical or political figures. Many people have the names of some city, country, or geographical location. Mr. Paris can be remembered by association with Paris. How can Paris be visualized? What did I ask you not to picture at the beginning? The Eiffel Tower. Some names were derived from a distant ancestor's occupation. Mr. Smith can be visualized as an ironsmith. Mr. Shepherd can be visualized as a shepherd with his sheep. Sometimes words sound the same but are spelled differently. For example, Harry, spelled H-A-R-R-Y, can be visualized as being a furry, hairy ape. Many names do not lend themselves to visualization as readily as the foregoing, which were selected because of their simplicity to illustrate the method. Other times, a slight change is enough. Jake becomes Rake. Jerry becomes Cherry. Joe becomes Ho. Jude is Rude. Matt is a doormat. Bear, spelled B-A-E-R, can be imagined and visualized as a bear. Hog, spelled H-O-G-G, can be imagined and visualized as a hog. Lion, spelled L-Y-O-N, can be visualized as a lion. Rhodes, spelled R-H-O-A-D-E-S, can be visualized as a road. If any of the above easy reminders fail, it is often possible to break names down by syllable. For example, Hegel could be the material hay and the bird a gull. Wilson could be a legal will and the sun and the sky, or a male child. Popkin could be a father or pop and a family or kin. Einstein could be an eye in a glass beer stein. Goldberg could be a gold iceberg. Another method for remembering names is first syllable reminders. This can be used whenever a better reminder for the whole word can't be found. The first syllable of a name frequently has a definite meaning, which can be associated with that person. For example, Mr. Lambert could be remembered as a lamb. Mr. Whipple could be remembered as a whip. Mr. Pittock could be remembered as a pit. The obvious weakness to this system is that you only have a reminder for the first syllable of the name, and you need to recall the second half. But for students taking multiple-choice examinations, this may not be a problem. A common television performance by memory experts is memorizing the names of, say, 100 people in a studio audience. Before the television show, the memory expert will stand outside the doors and introduce himself to studio members as they enter. During the television show, The memory expert rattles off the names of the 100 audience members. These memory experts have already memorized reminders for 99% of all names. Some versions of Ken Trudeau's Mega Memory course have a list of about 2,000 names and reminders. While it's probably more effort to learn 2,000 reminders than the few hundred names you should memorize in real life, Ken Trudeau's list is an example of how to form reminders for names and an example of how memory experts, such as Ken Trudeau, memorize 100 names in an hour. These memory experts then find a distinctive feature on someone's face or clothing to link a chain to. To memorize 100 names in an hour, one needs to look closely at faces for distinctive features. These distinctive features may include large nose, hook nose, flat nose, firm mouth, gold teeth, full lips, large ears, small ears, pale color, dark complexion, scars, dimples, wrinkles, thin hair. These distinctive features are then linked to their name in a mind's eye picture. If you are, like most people, only going to meet a few people a day, you can probably remember their faces and often remember more information such as their occupation or how you met them. You can mentally link this information to their name. Linking to any appearance features that can change is also problematic if people change their appearance. People can lose or gain weight. Hair color can change. Cosmetic surgery can eliminate an unsightly feature. Naturally, don't tell people that you are linking their name to their big nose or any other feature, and don't tell a man named John that you remember his name by comparing him to a plumbing fixture. Just as it's possible to learn new names by linking them with a person, it's often possible to learn new words by linking them with their definition. For example, superficial could be a super fish that swims on the surface. Stagnant could be a stag, a male deer, eating a nut, doing nothing else. Draconian could be policies that Count Dracula would implement. Actually, draconian comes from a Greek, Draco, but Dracula is a better reminder if you don't know Draco the Greek. Sarcasm could be the kind of comments a shark would make. Truculent could be truckers, willing to fight. Truculent actually has nothing to do with truckers, but if you're trying to memorize 500 new words for an SAT test, using truckers as a reminder is expedient. Latent, the opposite of blatant, could be lying down in a tent. Rebuff could be refusing to rebuff a car. Permutation could be a perm hairstyle mutating into another shape. Banal has a good link with anal, but since this is a family seminar, I won't go into details. Cower is cows cowering in fear. Abduct could be kidnapping a duck. Cornucopia is a horn with tons of corn in it. Encompass is to circle something with thousands of compasses. I'm not saying that this is the most efficient way to add new words to your vocabulary for the long term, but this is often a good way to study before a test.